This is Stelly Hefty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something that's been in the news a lot. And there's been some specific examples we can give. But, like, you know, the way I'll say it, Stelly, is don't believe everything you read.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Don't believe everything you read, aka, did you really read more than just the headline?
Like, that's there you
my,
go.
That is my big question. Because today, honestly, so here's why I wanted to talk about it, and then we can dig a little bit deeper. But here's an example that prompted wanting to talk about this, right? So we have a common good friend, Patrick from Price Intelligently and ProfitWell. He had posted recently a blog post announcing a massive funding round, right? And they've been famous for being a self-funded or customer-funded startup, doing really well with it. So announcing a big VC-led round seemed like big news. And I saw the blog, like the Twitter share of the blog post, the preview of the article. I was surprised and thought, wow, really? I didn't see that coming. I didn't think that they would go out and raise that much money. And I copy and pasted the link and I shared it with my co-founder. And then we started having a little conversation about it with my co-founder. And then I decided in the middle of the conversation to actually go and read the article, which then led me to realize that at the end of the blog post, there was like a psych, this is just an April Fool's joke. We didn't really raise money. And that moment made me realize two things. One, I share, like, how many times I'll share a piece of information or news without fully consuming it, just based on the headline. Number two, how many times I just look at headlines and I'll make up my mind, or I'll pick or remember a little tiny piece of information without having context. And number three, I thought, huh, this is actually really interesting, because I bet hundreds, if not thousands of people will from now on and forever be convinced of the fact that Price Intelligently raised money because they never bothered to read the article. So you can make a joke or just share a headline and people will never know the whole story. They will always remember, or, you know, probably share a distorted view of reality because they never bothered to read all the information and really know. So we live in this world where headlines are really kind of the level, the surface level of information that people consume. And that's the information they'll base their opinions on or their facts on. And I was just thinking, wow, this is so interesting. You can probably fuck around with this. You can play with this. But we need to be more and more aware of it. That's why I wanted to talk to you about, like, the headline culture of today, how to make use of it as a startup, but also how it could harm you as an individual or as a founder.
Oh, man. I just don't believe anything I read. And you know, being in content a long time, I know how much the headline matters, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, working on content, I know how much the headline matters. The thing is, like, a good headline pulls you into the content. But there's a lot of headlines that basically are designed today to just tell you the whole story. And so we've gotten trained to just read the headlines and then only dig into the things that we feel compelled to dig into. But here's the problem. If I read five headlines, I dug into one story, sure, I might have depth on that story, but I also read the other four headlines, and I think I know something. And that's where the problem is, you know? And, like, these headlines are designed to pique curiosity, not tell the whole story, usually. But when you think they tell the whole story, I think that's when you have the problem, right? They just took a nugget out of, like, a 1,000-word or more article and gave you the headline. So I think it's like, it's a culture we live in. Think about it. Like, every single item in your Facebook feed is a headline. Every single item in a Twitter feed is a headline. Every single thing on Instagram with an image and a few pithy words, it's a headline. This is just the culture we live in. So I think it's one of those things where we have to go against what we're trained to do by everything that we are consuming. And that's the key. And the key is to just learn to do that. Learn to have more depth. I mean, even today, like, Slack. Let's talk about Slack for a second. I'm in Slack. I have, like, long conversations with people in Slack in, let's say, a group channel, right, with a bunch of people in it. And right away, someone pings me, you know, at some point, or, like, I'm in person somewhere and we're both in the Slack or whatever. And that person, like, will be like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, did you read the thread? Did you actually read the thread? Or did you just read that last thing you saw or the thing that really jumped out at you? Did you read the thread? And I feel like an asshole asking that question. But the reaction I get tells me that the person did not read the thread. They didn't read the thread. They read one line and reacted. But there was like 10 lines of a thread, right? There was literally 10 lines. And I don't mean the threading feature in Slack. I mean literally a conversation in Slack that everyone can see. And there's a reaction off of one statement in it that probably already got dealt with if you read the rest of it, right? Higher up, lower down, whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and so I think we just live in this culture of impatience. We live in this culture of immediate gratification / you know, think we know everything just by reading one statement instead of actually digging in and spending the extra few seconds to see what this is about. So for me, when I see five headlines, I don't just get pulled into one of them. I try to at least click through and just look for a few seconds because all these headlines are designed around curiosity. So I think it's about awareness to me to like avoid this problem. Because really, like what we're talking about is how do you avoid the problem and wait and waste less time. Because you're wasting time if you read something that's wrong.
Yeah, I think that the delta X between how much information we used to consume and how much interpretation we used to add, I don't know. I haven't lived like hundreds of years, but it seems like that ratio today is at an extreme level where we require very little real information consumption and we will add a ton of interpretation on top of it. And we will act as if we are 100% informed about this. We're going to talk with it about, like yesterday, the day before yesterday, I had a conversation casually at dinner where somebody brought up something, a comedian, something horrible a comedian has done recently, and they're, you know, they're in trouble now because of it, something super inappropriate. And I asked, where did you get all this information from? Did you hear a recording of this phone call and of these statements that this comedian supposedly has done? And the person was like, no, I of course I didn't listen to the, but somebody, like I read the article. I'm like, how long was the article? How well researched? Who published the article? Like, how do you know that this, like, if I don't hear somebody say the words, it's very hard to really know what the context of the conversation was. Who was he talking to, right? What were they saying before and after that specific quote? And I think that people, I think today we're more and more trained to take a tiny bit of information and then instantly fill an incredible amount of additional information that we didn't really get anywhere from. And like, we're very comfortable with like having very little information and add a ton of interpretation to it, where back in the day, I think the ratio was much healthier. And that's not just important to observe with yourself, like the way you consume information and data, the way you make up your mind about things and people, but it also is important in terms of like the information you consume or take on board from other people on your team, other people you work with or friends and family, people that influence your opinion. When people come to me today and they're like, this company does X, Y, Z, and they do really poorly with blah, 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 I don't just take that at face value. I always go, where do you have this information from? Like, how do we know that this stuff is really true? Because you can't just read two Twitter headlines and then come and give me a speech about, you know, what's really going on with this company. Like, it's not enough information to make really, truly informed opinions or judgments about people. But I see this more and more. Now, I'm wondering the opposite end of this, and this might be a weird question, but I was wondering, will companies and marketing teams start exploiting this by saying things in headlines that they really want people to believe and then clarifying more details in the real article, knowing that nobody will read the full article? Like, I don't know if this is a weird question to ask, but I was wondering, will we see people like misinforming the public more and more just in the headline and then clarifying it with more context way down the line in an article, for instance, because they know nobody ever will get there? And so people will think all these very positive things about them that are not really fully true. Do you think people are going to start like fucking around with that?
Yeah, check it out. This is TechCrunch right now. Facebook starts its facial recognition push to Europeans. This robot can build your IKEA furniture. Twitter doesn't care that someone is building a bot army in Southeast Asia. Square acquires corporate catering startup Zesty. Dude, like, I don't know. I mean, out of those four, I'm like, okay, the Twitter one. Because like, it's like, wait, is that really true? That doesn't make sense. Why would Twitter not care about that? Do you get what I mean? It's like, it's probably, I can already guess that there's something weird going on with that one.
Yeah.
Right? Just by the way that it was titled. And I'm just opening up TechCrunch and like, this is what it's saying, right? So I think you're right. Like, people are already doing this stuff. They're already writing, getting these headlines out with the core message, whether it's hoping people won't read it or clarifying, you know, what it really means after all, after they click.
Yeah. All right. So I think that the core message for us, or for me at least, like exploring this, is to A, be more self-aware in the way I consume information and news and tidbits and snippets or previews of content anywhere online and on social sites, but also to educate and coach and check the people around me to be more aware and to be more mindful of how they consume information, how quickly they think they have arrived at, I already know everything I need to know about this article by just